इतिहास द इंडियन हिस्ट्री पॉडकास्ट।
हाय एंड वेलकम बैक टू इंडिया एट 70 हियर एट इतिहास। सो सिंस आवर स्कूल डेज आई एम श्योर दैट ऑल ऑफ अस हैव लर्नड इट बाय हार्ट दैट इंडिया इज कॉल्ड एन एग्रीकल्चरल कंट्री। दैट मींस अ लार्ज पार्ट ऑफ इट्स पॉपुलेशन रिलाइज ऑन एग्रीकल्चर फॉर इट्स इनकम। बिग ग्रीन फील्ड्स, क्रॉप्स रेडी टू हार्वेस्ट, farm animals roaming here and there, just the way they show it in the movies. And probably only in the movies. Are you aware that there was a time when the same country faced acute shortages of food, so much so that people died of hunger? Did you know that the Bengal famine of 1943 caused deaths of nearly 4 million people in eastern India because there was a shortfall in food production? So much for the agrarian economy. This irony was painful. We claim to be an agrarian country, and yet the produce that we got per year was not sufficient to even feed our own citizens. So we first began with the quick solution. That is, of course, to import the food grains. Only that the food grains we imported were often of substandard quality, not exactly nourishing in any way whatsoever. Remember, India was a young country. As it is, it had so many issues, so many problems. The issue of food security was a very, very pressing one. Still haunted by the memories of the Bengal famine, the Indian government had no intentions of repeating the history. And hence, from the late 1960s, began India's journey from being a food-deficient country to becoming one of the world's leading agricultural nations. Enter Green Revolution. It wouldn't be wrong to say that the Green Revolution practically saved India from experiencing another Bengal famine. But the term Green Revolution is, of course, not unique to India. Mexico had already had a success story of such agricultural revolution in the 1940s. So inspired from Mexico's Green Revolution in the 40s, our government started and encouraged the citizens to adopt the latest technologies so that the agricultural produce will increase. India primarily focused on the use of high-yielding variety, that is referred to as HYV seeds, and better irrigation techniques. Plus, the farmers were encouraged to use chemical fertilizers and pesticides. The result? A dramatic increase in the agricultural produce, especially in the states of Punjab, Haryana, and Uttar Pradesh. This led to more prosperous farmers and decreased the need for importing food grains from other countries. Field under irrigation increased. Rural employment, industrial growth, an increase in economy came hand in hand. Here we have to thank people like Dr. Norman Borlaug and Dr. M.S. Swaminathan, of course, who played key role in devising and introducing the new wheat to India. Dr. M.S. Swaminathan, now called as the father of Indian Green Revolution, he strongly believed that India was not always like this. He said that India was a strong agricultural nation before the British rule, and he wanted us to become and stay agriculturally independent. Interestingly, he had convinced the then Prime Minister of India, Lal Bahadur Shastri, to import 1800 tons of HYV seeds from Mexico. Now, only importing the seeds doesn't settle the matter. A. Someone has to work on making those seeds suitable for Indian soil, and B. The farmer lot has to be risk-taking enough to implement this. I mean, it could have gone horribly wrong, couldn't it? But the farmer community took the risk and it very well paid off. The Green Revolution showed its benefits instantly. Within years, India had become self-sufficient with food and had also started exporting a part of it. India seemed to have learned from its mistakes and solved the issue of food dependency in a very satisfactory manner. But as they say, every coin has two sides. So did this one. Only it took time for us to see the other side. The Green Revolution was a necessary step back then. Yes, it led to extensive use of synthetic chemicals in the form of fertilizers and pesticides. This caused soil and water pollution and degraded their quality. The increasing harvest also demanded more water, which put a pressure on the natural water resources, and it is causing them to eventually dry up. Interestingly, the color green is not only associated with nature. It's associated with, yes, envy and money. Money is an important factor here. Green Revolution definitely brought in the money. As for the nature, it is not easy to answer the question that always pops up. How long are we going to exploit one green to maintain our supply of the other green?